This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Johnny, can you stop playing games so we can podcast?
I'm trying to prepare myself to talk about the games.
Welcome to episode 467. That one takes forever. I forget that's the outro, not the intro. I have to make some adjustments there, but we're doing
Come
it
on,
live.
Producer, fix
it. I know. What is my problem? Somebody do something. Crawler, what's going on, baby?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
GZ, what's up?
What's going on, cheese curds?
And Johnny, how are you?
What's up?
What?
You're finally off. Like your life is finally happy again. You're like,
oh, I know. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna have so much time. I took yesterday, today, and I'm taking tomorrow off. I'm like, I'm gonna have so much time to play games. Literally slept until 2 p.m. today.
Wow. I was ready to call in sick on Wednesday if song was the one more thing.
Oh yeah. That's never gonna happen.
Oh. Well, there we go. Well, before we jump into this. Guys, we're doing a sub only tournament on Sunday on TikTok at 10 a.m. Pacific. So I hit my goal of 50 subs on TikTok. And so if you guys want to participate, there is going to be prizes and you can jump in. We also have a TikTok spotlight at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. So if you want to come hang out for that, that would be awesome. And I want to say, if you guys want to pick up any of the energy chews, I just ate a toxic limeade and they are now my favorite flavor. You can use code N64Josh by going to oneshotenergy.com and picking up some of those. So before we go any further, Crawler, where can people connect with you?
Best spots are TikTok and Twitter, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E.
Easy.
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Communication Error Podcast, GZC64, CHEEZYC64.
And Johnny.
And I'm Johnny Bo everywhere, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and the Communication Error Podcast. I also did come back to streaming a little bit on TikTok. And I lost half my followers because of it. They're like, we don't want to see this guy.
Well, just stick with it and all will work out. So, well, we had a Indie World Showcase. Was this like the rumored one that was supposed to like?
So apparently there was a rumored Indie Showcase like months ago that was supposed to be in April. And now everybody thinks that since this was confirmed, there's going to be a general direct next week.
Next week?
With
next
what? Week,
yeah. Oh, probably with some
literally
new games, Crawler.
No games. There'll be no games.
So Johnny will have to eat the one chip.
They might announce games, but they don't come out this year. The games have to come out this year.
Mm-hmm. Coming out first quarter next year with the release of Switch 2.
All right. Well, if we get to it, we're going to talk about which not like all of the games that we think could come out that Johnny wouldn't have to eat a chip for. So we'll dig into that near the end here, but we're going to jump into this is the section where we've been talking about what we've been playing. We've kind of been playing stuff from this, so we're gonna just jump into the direct and kind of go through it and rewind and look at and all the, you know, react all the things. So here we go. I'm gonna make sure that it's muted and jumping right in. Like anything that really swept you off your feet on this one, Crawler?
I mean, the one thing I purchased was Stitch. So I'm a sucker for a good puzzle game. So gotcha. I mean, that's what I've been playing the last day and a half.
Johnny, how about you? Anything really really pull you in?
Yeah, also Stitch. I picked up Stitch as well. I've been playing that. I'm not as
Johnny's
good
not
as Crawler.
Good, not as good as me. Yep.
Because I can't do the daily challenges yet. But it is very good. I do like the
puzzles. Secret, do the weekly and you'll get a ton of points and you'll be able to do the daily.
I just like going in. All right, my brain, like, I have to go in order. Like, I have to do all the first time stitches or the first time hoops, whatever they call them. Then the beginner hoops and then the intermediate hoops. Like, I have to go in order. I can't. My mind doesn't like going out of order.
Yeah. We're watching Little Kitty Big City, which is coming out, I think, May, I think, sometime.
I want to say May 9th, maybe, was the release date.
And I was watching this, like, as I was wrapping up, getting ready for work, and my wife was as well. And she was just hearing the audio of it, and she goes, when does that come out? Does that come out on Switch? And I was like, yeah. She's like, that'd probably be good for Cece. So I'll probably end up picking this up for my kids to play around with. I mean, it might be fun. This looks like a kind of just a more lighthearted Stray a little bit, maybe.
Oh man. Okay. So I'm really excited for this. This, I almost called it Stray, Little Kitty Big City, Europa, Stitch, and SteamWorld Heist 2. Those were my top four. But this to me just looks like a mix of Stray and Untitled Goose Game. I think a lot of people are saying that, but like the amount of fun that I had playing as a goose and just causing havoc is what I'm expecting with this cat game. And I mean, how can you say no to that face?
Hold up, before I forget, Josh, scroll back a little bit to the emote section.
Okay.
So I love cats. I have two cats.
Me too.
And there's a... Oh, you went too far.
You went too far.
Sorry. Well, there's a section there when they're showing the emotes, and it has... You pause it here. There's making muffins.
Yeah.
Because cats love to knead. There's immediate nap. So, yeah, I'm excited for this game, too. I have a black cat. Yeah.
You yuck? I mean...
Yeah.
They just start coughing and hacking.
With the whole body heave.
Yeah.
Go eat some grass and then immediately puke it up.
Sorry, cheese. I just saw that.
No, you're good. I mean, I feel the exact same way. Like, I'm excited to play this game. And I think a lot of people are.
What was it going to do to that poor bird? Did you guys see that? Like, do we get to deliver the corpse to the front door? Like,
look
what I brought you.
Yeah. Cats are notorious for being jerks, so you get to trip people. This looks like people that own cats definitely made this game.
Mm-hmm. The art style is really, really, really cool. Like, I like it a lot. Like, I feel like it was a great start for the show.
It looks like Untitled Goose Game, that art style. Is it from the same people?
No.
The way the cat immediately knocks the pot off the wall, it's like, you know. And then we've seen like that cat that sits on a Roomba with the shark hat and everything. Like, they're grabbing from like different memes and everything. Like, I think it's fantastic. And I don't know why they call that a fruit fall. Like,
it was right next to a fruit stand, so he might have knocked something off.
It is May 9th. Okay, well, you had that up. My bad. I was in the eShop. I'm prepared.
Hey, there you go. It was the one I happened to remember. So this This, I believe, this piqued my attention.
It's a new WayForward game.
Yeah. So Yars Revenge is like an old school Atari game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is like, I'm so curious on how it ties together, because Yars Revenge was pretty fun back in the day. Like, it was a lot of fun. So, but it, like, not really, nothing to do with like side scrolling, like Metroidvania style game. But looking at the gameplay, I'm like, what do you guys feel? Do you feel like it? Does it look fluid enough, no, or does it look a little clunky?
It looks clunky.
Yeah,
she almost looks too big for the space as well. Her character model,
mm-hmm,
seems too big in the space. There's Yars Revenge, isn't it?
It's a, you know, pretty just an old school looking Atari game for sure. So
yeah, I have Atari 50, so I could probably boot up Yars Revenge on it.
I think what's weird about it is like she's just a normal person. Like she doesn't have a,
but she's shooting fire,
yeah,
energy balls out of her hand.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is like they made this as a Metroid game. They pitched it to Nintendo, and Nintendo was like, "Nah." So they had to take Samus out.
that's probably it. I don't know. I was stoked to see Atari in the mix. Like I want this to be something that is. You know, worth picking up, and that everybody's talking about. But yeah, even Chad is like, it looks so stiff, right? And like WayForward has a, you know, they've got the chops.
Yeah, so, they make Shantae games.
Yeah, and it's, and they've done Contra games and stuff that were like incredible. Like Contra 4 was amazing, you know. So they definitely have the chops. So maybe this is early. Maybe it'll smooth out a little bit. Cause
did this have a date?
I don't recall. We'll probably see at the end.
Not on the eShop, so I can't tell you.
Yeah. So let's see. It just says 2024, which that means it could be next year, you know? So turn-based dragon said it looks great until they showed gameplay. Yeah. Which is just unfortunate. Cause I like Atari's been doing a lot with their classic, like kind of remaking some of their classics and bringing them back. Like I have quite a few on the Switch from them, you know, throughout the years, but that's like a whole new take. And I'm just curious on how it will play out, how it will go down, and if it will be any good. And I'm really hoping it is. So next up we have Refine Self. I believe. What did you guys think of this?
It's a reading game. Josh is out.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't pay attention during this game.
just checked out. Like it looks like a Super Nintendo game but also kind of a Game Boy game. It's kind of interesting.
It seems like it's also kind of a twist on like the personality quiz or whatever that you take in middle school or whatever, and you're supposed to be able to replay it multiple times or whatever and make different decisions and see, and then you can compare to your friends based on what decisions you made or whatever. But I don't know, not up my alley.
Whatever the result is for just pressing A as quickly as possible is what I will get every playthrough. Cheesy, what do you think?
You get
this
default thing. That's how you get the default.
Yeah, that'll be me.
To be honest, it didn't really pique my interest. I like the art style. I think it's pretty cool, but I don't know. It's just something I'll pass on.
Johnny, what about you? Bubbles.
Yeah, no, this is one of the. I didn't even remember this was in there. Oh. Definitely.
Wow. Sorry guys.
I do like the art style. Like it's got that Game Boy-esque look, but the gameplay just isn't something I look for.
It's just Mass Effect without fighting.
Yeah,
right? Like, so if you're into that choose your own adventure stuff, like Turn-Based Dragon says, it's a day one buy for me. You know, like I think if that's something you're kind of into, that choose your own adventure, you know, doing a lot of like reading and there's like good narrative and that kind of stuff, like I think it could be really, really cool. And it looks like it has such an interesting art. Like, I like the art style a lot, but I don't know that it's gonna really, really pull me in. But we'll wait and see. And again, like, the more demos they do, the better. It was nice to see so many demos on this indie world, because it just gives you a chance to know, you know, if it's something you want to pick up or not. So the next one is this sticker game. And what was the exact name of it? Sticky Business.
And it's out. It's out now, right?
Or yeah, $8.99, which I think it's a decent price. But what?
And it has DLC day one that you can buy too.
Right. So it seemed like if you could kind of get creative with this one.
I was disappointed.
Yeah.
If you have a name, Sticky Business, and it's not a crime game, what are we doing?
Well, it's actually, I like the name.
No, I'm okay, fine. Yeah, it's a sticker book. We get it, Johnny. I was making a joke.
It was a bad joke.
Wow.
So, all right. So this is, it's an interesting concept, but like, I'm assuming they tell you, hey, I want an ice cream cone, a raccoon, and a book on a sticker. And then you could arrange it however you want. But as long as it has those elements, you get
judged on it, probably.
You get a thumbs up. But like I want to know how cool my sticker is compared to what they were looking for. Like, they're just going to be like, oh, thanks, that's what I wanted. But they're not going to tell you how they really feel because they're AI.
Honestly, this is the part of Halo and Call of Duty that I do the most generic thing that I can do and I get out of it. Like, I don't enjoy electronic image manipulation, and that's all this game is. It's frustrating sometimes without a mouse or without keyboard tools or whatever. So trying to do it with...
Are you talking about your emblem that you make on your spot?
Yeah. So I that this whole thing doesn't interest me. Some people create crazy stuff in Call of Duty and Halo and stuff for those emblem creators.
You know You know what I noticed for most of this direct is they're really leaning into cozy games.
Oh yeah, it was a very cozy game centric direct. No question.
But I mean, that's where two mediums of, like, you either get the 2D Metroidvania side-scrolling game from indies, or you get cozy games. That's kind of the two ends of the spectrum.
This one, I would be really cool if they did the Jackbox thing, where you could actually print some of your stickers if you wanted.
I thought they were going to say, but I guess that would be too much cost for an indie dev.
Yeah, I wonder even if there was a way, like, but again, I don't know, like, how do you really want the ice cream cone, raccoons, and two books sticker on your car? Like, is that, I don't know. But, I mean, yeah, again, it's probably the conversation of, like, yeah, this maybe isn't a game for any of us. But, like, honestly, I could see, like, knowing how and what my daughters have played in the past, this is probably something that's right up their alley. I don't know that it would be now because of their current age, but when they were younger, they probably would have really, really enjoyed this. So
the DLC to me on this feels like oh, we didn't really have enough, like, content, like, because it's only like 10 additional people to make stickers for in the DLC. So it seems like that could have been maybe just something. I don't know how much the cost of it all is, but seems like that could have been something that was just included. Yeah. I hate DLC day one. I that just seems like that should be part of the game.
Well, they saw that Ubisoft's doing it, so they're like, yeah, we can do it.
Yeah.
Ubisoft had to like backpedal a little bit and be like, you can still go to Jabba's Palace in the game, we promise.
Hashtag Ubisoft partner right here. You know?
So
now we have our Pizza Tower clone.
Yeah, Anton Blast.
There is a demo if you guys want to check it out. And
Cheesy, you play it already?
No, I haven't played this one.
So I haven't played this. I haven't played this, but I have played Pizza Tower. And yeah, it's like Wario
meets Sonic.
Land. Wario Land? Is that?
Yeah, Wario Land Shake It.
Or
no, yeah, like the old school, like Wario Land 3.
Yeah. Like Wario Land 3. It's fast-paced platforming, and then once you get to the end, you have to go backwards, which is like a pretty cool concept. Apparently, so if you play Pizza Tower, like I think it's going to be that game's going to be similar. Apparently, the developers are friends, so I called it a clone, and people are like, well, actually, Anton Blast was announced before Pizza Tower. So I don't
know. That's how they sounded. It's crazy. That's how all comments sound. It's wild. Turn-based dragon says, I played the demo, wasn't a fan of the controls. You know what this game reminded me of? Honestly, and I was kind of like, after seeing like the Yars rising and this gave me some serious Earthworm Jim vibes. That's what I was kind of getting from this.
Yeah, the art style is kind of like that. Yeah.
And just the quirkiness of it all. Like it just kind of, I don't know, just had some of that. And I think like, you know, doing the whole like end of Metroid thing where you've got to run like back out of each stage is kind of a cool little, little shtick, whatever. But like, you know, who knows if the controls aren't great or whatever. I'm looking forward to checking it out. I downloaded
I have the demo downloaded. I haven't had a chance to play it yet. Stitch is taking my time.
I find it interesting that it's a demo, it's not coming out until November.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, that was kind of interesting too. I was like, wait, there's a demo and this is coming out like when? It seemed strange.
Gonna have a good amount of levels in it then when it does launch.
Well, I think whenever I watch these indie directs and they give the release dates, I'm like, I'm not gonna remember that. I'm gonna forget about this game a week from now. Like I'm not gonna remember when.
But they did that with Little Kitty Big City. Like that was announced before.
Well yeah, they'll do a refresher.
You're probably proving his point. He's like, it was.
Yeah, I mean, I do remember Little Kitty Big City being announced before. I don't remember when they said it was coming out, though. So, I mean, they have to somehow stay in the eye of the consumer. So this demo will hopefully get people to remember it more than, like, I didn't remember what this Valley Peaks was either.
Yeah, this seems like it's almost like a fire, like an in more, like a, yeah, even more indie Firewatch.
Yeah,
you need your tongue to platform, which is kind of weird.
It's got like, what was that? The old school game, like Myst, or
yeah,
you know, where you just kind of wander around. Wasn't one of those games like where you just literally turned around and that beat the game? It was like, wait, what? But you know,
you could also do that in Far Cry 4, right?
Yeah, that's how I beat that game. I never played the rest of it. What were you gonna say, Cheesy?
It kind of has a little bit of a Short Hike feel to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting art style as well, like all the different, like kind of like a pastel painting, and then you've got almost like kind of like old school looking arcade graphics and a few different game modes, like where you're, you know, it looks like you're like swinging by your tongue or whatever, but then also on your boat, like.
Some of it looks like half finished too.
Like the world isn't complete or it's deteriorating or something. Yeah, like almost like colors being sucked out of it. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting art style. So This is a day one for you, Johnny.
If I could remember the date, maybe. It does look interesting. I don't know. He plays a frog. It didn't even have a date, did it?
Nope. It just went on to the next thing. It kind of just bled into the next thing, and it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Lorelei and the laser eyes. Looks like a
puzzly detective mystery
noir
game.
Something or yeah.
I like the art. I do like the art style.
Josh has to pay attention, so he wouldn't be good at this one.
So this
there's mazes. I'm really good at mazes. It looks more puzzly than there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on with this one.
Looks spooky.
It does. And it's coming soon.
Coming out soon.
And it's Annapurna too.
Not that he'll remember.
Yeah, they're acting like I'm the only one that doesn't remember all these release dates.
You just said it. We're just leaning into it.
So this is one Cheesy has played, yeah, Europa?
Yeah, so I played the demo of this, and I think this is a special game. I don't know how many people are going to enjoy it, because it is a cozy game. You're kind of just gliding through certain areas, collecting different things. There is, from what I played, you're not attacking anything. There's no combat. But the music was really good and just kind of transports you into that world. There is a bit of a sad narrative to it, it seems like. But I'm just excited for it. Like, it gave me, I don't know if you guys have played Grease. Did any of you play that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the vibe that I get from this, is like you're just walking along, collecting things to hear more of the story, but you're also just falling in love with the atmosphere and the setting of it.
Interesting. Turn-based Dragon says, I played the Europa demo twice over an hour total, and I love it. Nintendo Game Freak needs to let Helder Pinto make a Pokemon game.
Hmm. That's interesting. Said, yeah.
Gave me Hob vibes without combat. So,
yeah, I don't know. I was playing it and I got some chills. Like, I just think it's going to be a really relaxing game. It's not going to be for everyone, but because, like, that is just basically what you do. But look at the different worlds you're going through and all the different settings. There's not really a way to explain it, but that part was really cool. It's a short demo, but I think everybody should give it a try. There was a little bit of a tiny bit of lag input, but I think everyone should try it out.
What'd you think, John? Did you, you're gonna jump on this?
I like the art style. I'm downloading the demo now. Nice. I haven't tried it yet though.
Brawler, how about you?
I have the demo downloaded. I haven't had a chance to play it, but I'll check it out.
Johnny, I'll be interested if you like it or not. Just based off of like our previous conversations and with Peach, like that at least had some kind of combat, even if it was just a simple push of a button here and there. This one, you're just exploring the world.
This looks more interesting than Peach already.
Good puzzles in it? It seems like that was a little puzzly.
Yeah, if it's a puzzle platformer, I'm all for it. Like if it's kind of like Limbo and Inside, like I'm all for that. I like puzzles.
From the demo, there's not really any puzzles.
Oh, it says on the eShop there's puzzles.
Did any of you guys ever play Ico or anybody in chat? And does this game give like some of those vibes at all?
I don't know Ico.
No. Okay.
It's a beautiful looking game. Like the art style looks really good.
Yeah, Turn-Based Dragon actually thought the same thing that I was thinking, is that there is kind of a Breath of the Wild opening to that game. And at first I was like, oh man, we're doing the Breath of the Wild thing. It seems like every game is doing it now, but it actually is really beautiful. And it does make you want to explore more of that world.
So Ico's the PlayStation game, like, and it's part of the,
how'd you play it then?
I just had a friend who was into it and watched him play, and you played as this little character that had like a horn hat, and you kind of like, I don't think there was much combat. It was more puzzles, and it's part of the I think Shadow of the Colossus and the Last Guardian. Remember that on the PlayStation?
Yeah.
I think it's they're all part of a trilogy. So I was just curious if anybody like from the chat or if any of you guys played Ico and if this kind of had it looks like it may have a little bit similar vibe, which you know, maybe a draw for some people if they're on the fence. Like I would say at least check out the demo for sure.
Yeah, Cheesy, did the demo have any of those disappearing block platforming sections?
Yeah, there was one.
Are you manipulating those, or is that just on a timer and they're disappearing in and out?
Yeah, it's on a timer.
Okay, so that was what I was thinking. It was maybe some of the puzzle platforming kind of there where it was you were.
There's a couple of things where like you have to turn on a couple of like I don't know, lantern type of things, but it's not really a puzzle.
So I saw this video about like upcoming games, and this was on the upcoming games for like, it was supposed to come out this week, but they delayed it.
Yeah, it just says 2024, I think.
When it's 6 years in the making, I think you said at the beginning of the presentation. Yeah.
Is it one guy? Is that it?
And it says, he said with a collective of friends. So I don't know what, you know, the exact, he didn't really go into, I don't think he went into too many details on what exactly everybody was doing, but mainly one guy from the way he made it sound. So it's, I mean, the game looks gorgeous. I'm excited to kind of give it a go and see. And it's, again, it's like that borderline cozy game, like you were saying, like it's like,
very cozy.
But also like watching that little section right there where there's like that big dragon flying and stuff, like mm-hmm. it looks like some of the best parts of Breath of the Wild where you're like, yo, if I can look over there, can I go over there kind of thing? And if that is the case, that's super, super cool. So next up is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Splintered Fate. It's a roguelite.
I didn't realize it was a roguelite. And I'm excited because I mean, that's kind of all we've mainly been talking about like the last couple weeks about how we're playing roguelites. And I know Cheesy's been playing it. I've been playing Hades as well. Balatro with Johnny. So just something that we can all play together too and level up.
Yeah, this has online co-op.
We just pick a turtle and we can start. And it's jump in, jump out, I think they said as well.
Yeah, so I know who Crawler's picking. Who's Johnny picking?
Oh, I don't know. I like Michelangelo.
Okay. Cheesy.
Yeah, I like Leonardo.
Okay. I'll take Donnie, I guess.
Actually, let's be honest, I probably would be the Donnie of this group. So I'll take Donnie.
I'm the smartest one, so I'd be the Donnie. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right.
Or, oh, okay. I don't know. I know Crawler would be Mikey, right? Is that your pick?
I'm Raph.
He loves Raph.
Oh, okay. Maybe I would be Mikey. He's more of the like theater, more theatrical or like comic relief, I guess.
I'm that too. So I could be the smartest and the funniest. Cool.
Johnny could be everything. He doesn't want to play with anyone.
He's the last Ronin. That's all Johnny wants to be.
So yeah, I mean this game is already out on Apple Arcade. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how it's gonna transfer like from a mobile experience to a Switch experience.
Because I think it was for this game. I saw something announced on. I think Wario64 tweeted or something like that. It was a GameStop like collector's edition. I think it was for this game. It's a Turtles game. I don't know if it was this one or not, but it was like super expensive. But I mean, this will definitely be worth picking up.
So Turn-Based Dragon says, this tells me that we're getting Marvel Ultimate Alliance roguelike DLC. Like,
oh, this, that would be cool.
This, I'm not even joking you. As soon as I saw this, I was like, This is Ultimate Alliance right here. Like, that's literally the first thing I thought of. Like, so really funny that he mentioned that. I'm hoping that the way this game plays, that it's something that I will be like into and want to put some time into, because
we put a stupid amount of time into Marvel Ultimate Alliance, though.
We did.
I mean, it's not a roguelike.
I know.
Yeah, but I played the arcade game on the NES as a child, like a roguelike. I would literally beat it and start over again. It's the first game I ever watched the sun come up to. Like, I was like, oh, it's bright outside all of a sudden. I'm going to grab another soda and play through as Leo now. Like, and I would just do it over and over again. So Turtles get their hooks in me at times. So this very well may do it. I think the art style is pretty gritty and cool. Like, I kind of like it. I'm digging it. It definitely looks like a mobile game, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you definitely,
that makes sense. That it was on Apple Arcade first.
Yeah.
That means it will work on the Switch at least.
Yeah. Well, and Nickelodeon's Nickelodeon's making their money. I mean, there's been a lot of Turtle stuff lately. They got that Fortnite money coming in. They got, I think, are they making a Mutants of Mayhem 2 as well?
Yeah. I know they're doing a Last Ronin R-rated movie.
Last Ronin live action movie. Well,
and game too, I think.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. Yep.
So there's a lot of, there's some discourse in the chat about roguelites. And are you guys burned out on them? I feel like every single game is a roguelite.
It is a way
to pad the playtime. So, like, even
episode this week already.
Yeah, like, I think it's kind of a cop out.
What I find interesting is that if you have a game where you have to backtrack a lot, people complain about that padding. And this is literally having to play through the exact same levels over and over
again. It's the exact same levels, but it's not the same experience because stuff is varied and like,
but it's the same content. It's the same content.
It is, but it's put in a different order. You can be a different form of powerful when it comes to the upgrades you get. So something might be easier or harder depending on what your upgrades are looking like. I mean, I've had easier runs in Hades previously, and then I get not as great of a draw on my abilities, and it's harder.
Yeah, I think when everybody is looking for a different way to play their games, roguelites are the best way to have that kind of experience, because you can choose the upgrades however you want.
And I feel like this is the options that they give you. This is unique as well because you can do it with three other friends too at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you think of like an arcade game, like I mentioned, you know,
that's all it was.
Like, you're not playing that for that. Like, they're wanting you to burn through your quarters as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's the new quarter burning.
Essentially, yeah. Like, it's where they have to really deliver is like, am I gonna, you know, like a game like this, like, how many power-ups, how does the action change? Right, like, what's gonna happen? Am I gonna get different weapon upgrade? Like, Raph is throwing out a chain right there and then pulling the enemy towards himself. You know, like, like, what kind of power ups are gonna take place here? Looked like Leo just like teleported and parried or something. You know, so like that kind of stuff. I think if it's done correctly, it can really add to the overall experience. But if it, like, I remember for me with like Dead Cells, I'm like, I know if I play this long enough, it'll get fun, but I'm not having any fun up until that point. Mm-hmm. And that's the game that burned me on,
which on I feel like that was the problem with Dead Cells, is it became a different run, but it was procedurally generated, but it was still like the same esque looking kind of level. It didn't have the variables that like a traditional roguelite has, where you're picking a different weapon at the start and then getting different upgrades as you, I guess it is, but it's more dependent on searching around versus beating the chamber that you're in and then just moving into the next room. You had to, you had to do the exploration yourself in Dead Cells, which I think I burned out on it super quick. And I wanted to like it a little bit more than I did with Dead Cells, but and I kind of want to check out the Castlevania stuff, but I still haven't.
Yeah, I have a feeling that there are ways that these can easily pull me in. I just have to find the right one. I have a feeling Hades is going to end up being that, honestly. Like,
oh really?
When I finally fire it up, I think it's going to just the way like I never hear anybody say anything negative about it, and there's just so many people that speak highly of that game.
Like, so when I saw this, I was thinking if Hades doesn't pull you in, this is Josh's roguelike.
This is the one. Yeah.
Because it's turtles.
Yeah. And I mean, anything, if it's, you know, if turtles, Transformers, like Star Wars, if it's done right, like I'm in. It's not, I mean, you know, like Shredder's Revenge and those other games that came out and stuff, like, yeah, that's completely up my alley for sure. But if this had more of that Nickelodeon art style that I can't really stand at all, it would have been probably I would not have been as excited. But this this looks like comic book turtles, honestly. So and it's called, what is it called, Splintered something or other, like it seems like it might even have like kind of a bit of a gritty story to it. If, you know, if Splinter is involved and like almost kind of look like the, maybe kind of the storyline similar to like the first movie or something.
Splinter looks like a hologram, I think, whenever he's up on screen. So
Those rats are straight from Hades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like, that was like a giant mouser that was just putting up that force field right there. So I don't know. There could be elements of this that are pretty cool. And again, the four player co-op, like that's not something we see from many indies, you know. And I saw Krumpus ask in the chat too, he's like isn't it like, is something with turtles in it an indie game? And I think it can be. I mean, like we saw an indie studio get the IP and do Shredder's Revenge, and they did a fantastic job with it. So it yeah, I mean, where do you put mobile games? Are they indie games? Are they direct worthy? I don't know. I
think Johnny and Cheesy defined indie game this week.
Kind of.
What was the definition?
It was I ended up.
Johnny.
I just have to point out that Lacey Pacey just came in the chat and said, I like turtles.
I like turtles.
There it is.
It's like I have that somewhere. I just gotta find it.
Yes.
I wouldn't consider a Nintendo or a Nickelodeon IP as an indie. It says an indie game is a video game created by individuals or smaller development teams without financial or technical aid from large publishers.
So would you say the same thing though for Cadence of Hyrule?
Cadence.
Yeah, it's a Nintendo IP. That doesn't count.
Prince of Persia.
But if independent developer
given access to it, but not,
but it's backed by Nintendo. Same with Prince of Persia, it's backed by Ubisoft.
Right.
Yeah.
But fair. According to Jeff Keighley's group, Dave the Diver is so.
So, Cryptic says in the chat here, it's all about finding the right theme. If you're not a JRPG fan, you can enjoy RPG lights like Paper Mario, etc. Never liked rogue games, but the turtle theme makes me interested to try it at least. And I think that's I think that's going to be a common theme for this one. So, you know, I'm hopeful that it'll be good. And you know, I'm sure they're. We could probably check reviews on Apple to see what the consensus is there as well. So next up is Cat Quest 2.
Three.
Oh, well, there you go.
Roman numerals are hard sometimes, Josh.
I didn't even realize there was a second one. I remember the first one, so I just assumed it was a sequel. I think these are somewhat loved games on the Switch from like, if I remember correctly, just the way the community talked about it and stuff. But it's definitely got some like old school Zelda vibes. Some of the art style is interesting.
Animated cutscenes, that's pretty good.
Yeah, this part. So the part for those of you guys that are just listening, like there's battles on the sea, right? And
real time.
This is very like this reminded me of. I don't know why, but it just kind of reminded me of like NES games and some things like where you know back in the day if you were in a boat you were only in a boat, right? But like that, just the kind of the way the ships looked and the way they're like kind of oversized for the areas they're supposed to be, but they're attacking land and everything. Like watching this a second time, honestly, this game, like I'm a little more excited about it. The overall art style. Though, like we were talking about, like it kind of has that like that flash look to it, you know, from back in the day. And that, like, I don't love that. Like, if this was pixels, I would be so much more, like, so much more stoked on it. Like,
yeah, and it seems like it's almost two different types of games. You have your, or three almost, you have side scrolling, you have isometric, and then you have this, like, overworld map. But real-time kind of action on this weird zoomed out on top of a interactive like adventure map.
It's like Link's Adventure or like I want to say even like Dragon Quest, like from like back on the NES, where like you walk around on the map and then all of a sudden you're into battles and whatnot. So
apparently I own both 1 and 2.
Of course you do.
Honestly, like, so I go on the eShop to check out the sales, every week or so. And that must be how I picked it up. I think these games are always on sale. So if you don't want to buy it at launch, probably just wait a couple weeks. Take the Ubisoft approach, get it for $5. I think it's like $20.
And a lot of times these, there's a lot of games when they launch, they will be
yeah, like 10% off, 20% off.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to mention too, there are a lot of indie games on sale right now. Like some of the heavy hitters, like
there's an indie sale. Like, it's called an indie sale.
Yeah. So like the Goose Game and like, I want to say
Sea of Stars. Sea of Stars, Hades, Untitled Goose Game, Katana Zero, Trombone Champ, which I'm for almost 50% off. I'm thinking about picking that up just for the memes. Stardew Valley, Vampire Survivors, Hollow Knight, Among Us, Slay the Spire, Cuphead, and
how much cheaper can Vampire Survivors get?
They actually pay you to download that one.
Spiritfarer, Tunic, Cult of the Lamb, Celeste, Cocoon, Ori 1 and 2, Outer Wilds, Unpacking, Eastward, Chicory, A Colorful Tale, What the Golf, Disco Elysium, Neon White, Bug Fables, Cavern of Dreams, Moon Signals, and River City Girls 2. Like the top two thirds of that list, I either own already on Switch or I have access to it on Game Pass, and it's like they're all good games.
Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion is also on sale. $3.
And turn-based Dragon Slayer Bastion is also on sale. So a lot of good indies if you need something to keep you busy during the lull. So next up is Stitch, and
we'll come back to that one.
It's got its hooks in if it was a crochet game, that would have been a great pun right there. So
this looks fun.
Oh, Bizt or whatever it's called. Yeah. Bizt does look good.
Yeah, it does.
And this just looks like an updated Frogger,
where you like you're hopping in the shadows.
Don't get cooked in the sun kind of thing.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, pretty cool. Animal Well looks like the weird computer game that you'd see people playing in like.
Oh, this was on the volleyball and
like study hall.
You're like, slime.
Are you getting homework, bro?
And this was on the sizzle reel for a while too. Like,
yeah, that's the one that's made by Donkey.
And then what was this called? Duck Detective?
Duck Detective.
Yeah. It's a Animal Crossing spinoff. I'm kidding. It's not.
Another Crab's Treasure that comes out. Doesn't it come out like next week or something like that?
Yes, next week. That's another thing. Why is it just on the sizzle reel?
It's coming to Game Pass. I'm going to get it there.
It got a lot of coverage, I believe, in one of the last.
Yeah, but like, give it more.
Okay.
They got their contractual obligation out of the way. Is this our one more thing?
This is the one more thing. Steam World Heist and
two.
I like what they're doing. I really like the submarine stuff. This is what really reminded me of the NES. Like there's the old submarine game on the NES, and it was on the 3DS. It was like one of the launch titles, and that was serious, like giving some serious old school vibes here. Like I'm digging the sea gameplay, and just even the way, like, I mean, that little sub was doing some work there. But then when you get to the main gameplay, I'm not sure. It's like this turn-based.
Is it real time, or is it this turn-based stuff that it was?
So the ship battles are real time, but the actual battle
where you just went up there and whacked him with a hammer, wasn't that real time?
I think it's turn-based.
It is turn-based, but maybe there are some like surprise attacks or something that you can pull off depending on the character. But like,
I have all the Steam World games. I don't think I've finished one. I think I've gotten closest with whatever the deck one was with the
Quest. Oh, Steam World Quest.
That one was kind of fun. I have Dig 1 and 2. I think I just fell off. I don't know. And then I bought Heist when it was on sale. I didn't really play it. That's Space Pirates, though. It wasn't like actual pirates.
Yeah, right. You're right. That wasn't the space.
But Cheesy, I know you were excited about this one.
Yeah, SteamWorld games are great. And I just love, like, just kind of, I don't know, the look of SteamWorld games and just that charm in the world that it puts you in. Heist is also fun, so I'm kind of interested to see what they do with the sequel. But anytime that, who is it? Thunderful Games, I think is the studio. You know that they've put in a lot of time into it. So for this to be a one last thing, like, I, for me, didn't disappoint. I know that everybody was expecting Silk Song to be the last big thing, but I do think this is a last big thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like Josh said, the sub stuff does look pretty cool. I'm not too big on like the worms style, kind of you're stuck in place and you got to fire your weapon to kind of move along, that kind of turn-based strategy, kind of you're stuck where you are, and then you just have to watch the enemy come at you on the next go around. But it is what it is, and I'll probably end up picking it up just because, like I said, I have all the Steam games and the real-time stuff on the sea looks interesting.
Did you get SteamWorld Build?
I haven't played that one.
So then you don't have them all.
Nope, I don't. But I never said that I did.
I he's talking to me.
Yeah, Crawler did.
I will say this, that the way that this, like, I'm not a huge fan of the art style, right? But they are starting to add a level of like polish to this that like it is more appealing. Like the characters seem like they have more life to them. I think that's what I've disliked about the art style in the past. It's like I feel like I'm playing with one of those dolls from way back in the day, like the paper dolls where you like put the little push pin through the arm and then it can like just like, depending on, you know, you can kind of pose it or whatever, and it's just like I don't feel like this character has much life to it, you know. Like these seem to have a little bit more life and character and personality, and you know, and I think it's just there's a little bit of extra steps to the animation that just bring it to life, and it almost felt like what were we saying, like kind of like just default Unity assets and things like that were kind of the way they came across where it's like there's mouth movement and like more than just movement at the shoulders, like the elbows will move and there's different joints and whatever else. Like, I think it's cool to see an art style that I was not ever like super fond of get better. So that's just me though. We want to go back and talk about Stitch. I'm going to go ahead and kill this gameplay and get the Stitch gameplay up. There it is. So, Brawler, I know this has got its hooks in you big time.
Yeah.
You're gold tier one?
Yeah, get good, Johnny.
It's been out for a day.
I feel like this is like grandma training and Crawler's like, get good.
I enjoy like Sudoku, whatever, how long ago back in the day, like that really got me. It's definitely a what's it called? Picross esque kind of game. But if you enjoy kind of those spatial puzzles, I feel like it's going to ramp up pretty good. I've had a few more challenging ones. The daily challenges are pretty interesting. They aren't necessarily the make a picture kind of thing. It's more of a Sudoku style, where it's just a big long triangle, like rectangle, and you're tasked with this grid with different numbers that can only go in straight lines or squares, kind of based on what you're doing. And I've been enjoying it. I enjoy those kind of spatial number puzzles.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Johnny,
how about you, Johnny, with the new, you know, you've been staring at numbers all year.
No, I've been really enjoying it. I'm not gold. So there is ranking system. It's really just how many of the puzzles you complete and how many challenges you do.
And I'm better than Johnny.
You just spent more time in it. I think I'm silver tier two or so. I need to get the silver tier three to get daily challenges.
I told you, do the weekly. You get a ton of points for the weekly.
Yeah, I probably should. But yeah, no, it's very, very chilled, super calming, definitely a cozy style game. The music is very chill. And there's a lot of content. Like, for what you get, there's a lot of puzzles, and they said they're going to be adding more. Honestly, what sold me on this game is how excited the people were in the direct to be like, you know, they're happy to share their game, and they're saying how some of these puzzles are going to be to inform people of certain things. Like, I think the weekly challenge, forget what it was for, but it was like to bring awareness
in the weekly
World Heritage Day.
Yeah, it was like Christ the Redeemer from Rio, and it was the Taj Mahal, and it was a handful of, it was like five different landmarks from around the world. And it definitely took a while. It prevented me from watching my second episode of Fallout last night because I was down here playing until like 11 o'clock. And then I went upstairs and watched episode 2 of Fallout. And I wanted to watch episodes 2 and 3, but I didn't have time.
But it's definitely one of those one more thing.
Yep.
Games. Oh, yeah, like, oh, sure. I'm just going to do one more. And I don't know how far down he scrolls in this video, but there's a bunch of puzzles.
Yeah. And there's at the, I did end up going at the end. I go down to the bottom. There is a link to the eShop at the bottom of this to like add more stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing in there yet.
I clicked on it and there was nothing there. I was like, oh, okay. More stuff is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, the more like totally not my kind of game, but like the more I look at it, I'm like, yeah, I could see this kind of sucking me in, honestly.
You so. Just turn your brain off. Just turn your brain off. And
This is like a good, I need to load it on my Switch upstairs. It's a good, like before bed kind of game.
Yeah, this is my kind of game. I play the New York Times puzzles every day, so like Wordle and Connections and Spelling Bee. So this is just kind of one of those games that you can play over and over again, but if you're looking for just a good a way to work your brain, like it just seems like a fun time.
Yeah, I was a little worried about the cursor. It's super snappy and no problem at all.
Yeah, I haven't tried the touchscreen controls because honestly,
does it
I don't
have
think
touchscreen.
Yeah, in handheld, they said it has touchscreen.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't think you need it. I think it's good enough that you don't need it. But I think everybody that I've talked to about this game has been enjoying it.
It's a great concept and like, you know, very like Woolly World kind of like it's I always enjoy when games bring like fabric to life. You know, it's like I think it's just it intrigues me, honestly. So it's like very satisfying to watch. I can tell you that much.
And it's super easy to correct your mistakes as you're going through. You just scroll over the highlighted section that you might have already done and you just press B on it and it disappears. If you need to adjust it, you just click anywhere within the fabric or the yarn that you've already put down and you can edit it. It's really good.
So there are currently 109 hoops, they call them.
We can jump forward a little bit.
That'll take a minute.
Here's a daily. So it's like it's completely different. You're not it definitely scratches the like Sudoku aspect of
it's a Minesweeper.
Kinda.
Oh, speaking of Minesweeper, they didn't show it in the direct. It's called Let's Revolution. That's another Minesweeper like game.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that this week.
Yeah, it's definitely a different concept. You struggling there a little bit?
This have you done a daily yet? I'm gold.
No,
level
I'm not
three,
good enough.
Or gold level one or whatever.
I'm not good enough yet. All right.
Well, we said we'd get to it at the end here. Nintendo is not going to be at Gamescom. Further fueling the fire that Johnny will not be eating a chip and there will be nothing new from Nintendo.
Yeah, that's 100% correct.
If that is true, we're going to need the help of chat. What games are we going to see? Does Nintendo finish off all of the first party Wii U games into the Switch? Are we going to see the Zelda games? Are we going to see Star Fox? Are we going to see Xenoblade Chronicles X? Is the Devil's Third going to make its way to the Switch? What do you guys think we see?
Hey, Star Fox Zero. We haven't seen that. Star Fox Guard. Bring that back.
Yeah. Okay. Should we bring Splatoon 1 back and just have the trilogy on on Switch.
Don't need it.
I was say, aren't all the maps almost like they brought a handful of the maps?
I mean, isn't Splatoon 3 just Splatoon 1?
Like, I was just waiting
the same game. Like, why would we need Splatoon 1?
Yeah, Dylan's Rolling Western. That's a good one.
Yep.
That's a 3DS game.
Yeah. And?
Yo, what if the game. What if Tamagotchi Life 2 is the game that makes Johnny eat the chip?
Oh, I'd be. Dude, I'd eat that chip so fast. The one that I would hate is Kirby. If it's a Kirby game, I'm done. But yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of 3DS games that they could bring, like Pushmo. They could bring Pushmo.
Yep.
There.
Yeah.
So they brought Box Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a collection of the two games that were on 3DS.
I think you're right. I have.
I might be wrong on that one.
I have it. I played all the way through it. It was really good.
What if we get Super Mario Party 2?
What if we get Mario Baseball?
I'd still gladly eat that chip.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's weird that we haven't gotten that one yet.
Hopefully they're taking the feedback from the other sports titles.
Yeah.
And they're going to build it into that.
Forgotten Land 2. Kirby.
On the eShop page for Box Boy and Box Girl. Let's see what it says.
Forgotten Land 2 will be the game. But Cryptic says we were due for a Super Mario Party 2. You know.
Yeah, that would also ruin my night if it's Super Mario Party 2. If it's a new Mario Party, like if it's with traditional controls and online and everything, I'd be happy with that.
What if it's a Snipper Clips level of game? Does that count?
I'd be happy with that too. Like, okay. So honestly, I just want a new game. Like, I will gladly eat this chip. I just don't think I'm going to have to.
I don't know how gladly you want to eat this chip.
Do they even make the chip anymore?
Yeah, you have to go to their website.
Sign a waiver, probably.
Probably.
Well, now they have, like, your tongue turns blue, so you have to
prove it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I want you to eat it too. So get a new game, see you suffer. I mean, that's a win-win.
Does Johnny have to play the game while he eats the chip?
Oh my God, that would be hilarious, actually. I think we just added a new. It has to come out this year. So if it gets announced at a direct, I don't have to eat it until it actually comes out because it could get delayed.
True.
So looking at chat, we got a beautiful Joe collection. Could be,
it can't be a remaster or remake.
Right.
But Beautiful Joe is also not a Nintendo property. So if we even get a new Beautiful Joe, it doesn't count. It says Capcom.
Gotcha. That's fair. Chibi Robo remaster or, you know, something new. What if it, out of the blue, a new Punch Out just showed up?
Again, awesome. I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Or even if they brought the Wii version.
Right. Yeah, and that's, I mean, more than likely, you know, more than likely what we're going to see is like what are the main games we're seeing this year are remakes, remasters.
Where's Fallout 3 on Switch?
Fallout 4. That could work.
I don't think it can run Fallout 4.
It's a 360 game. That could run.
Maybe.
Cryptic's hit the nail on the head. He's like, it's the time to make the Switch the ultimate collection console. Metroid Primes, Zelda Master Quest Edition with Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask. Like,
so Prime 2 and 3, that does not count, right, Johnny?
No, it doesn't count. It has to be... It can't be a remake or remaster.
It'll be interesting to see. Because I think we all just can assume that the low hanging fruit is remakes and remasters. So, you know, and so if it was a delay, there's a very real possibility that the remainder of this year could be very slow.
What I don't understand, like, I get that, you know, we're at the end of the Switch's life cycle, but like, why would they not release something for the people that already own a Switch? Like, why are they being so lame?
If the Switch 2 was delayed and they were planning on doing something similar to Breath of the Wild, they have to hold those games back until the launch of the second console, right? I mean, potential, because I can't imagine they'd want to undercut their launch title with their new system that they're going to sell for $70 more than likely by releasing it 6 months beforehand on the lesser console. And then if they announce that it's going to happen, are we going to be buying it twice? You know?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I wonder if they have these, you know, cross-generation titles again, if you could buy like a $70 version that includes like the visual upgrades or whatever, and then, or you buy the $60 version that doesn't have, that just has this, like the normal Switch version. Like, I wonder if they're gonna release two SKUs, and if you won't want to play like on your Switch, like, do you have to buy it separately?
I mean, if you buy a game on Xbox with smart delivery and you're playing on Xbox One, you're still paying $70 for it.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm thinking the other way. So if you buy it on your Switch and then, you know, 4 or 5 months down the line, you want to get it on the Switch 2 or whatever's new.
That's what I'm saying. If you buy it on Xbox One, so last gen, you buy it through the Xbox store, you're buying it for $70.
Yeah.
You're future-proofed if you buy a series.
But will Nintendo do that? Or will they make you pay another $70?
I would hope the world is moving towards... I think Nintendo has moved towards, by even the words that they've said, the online infrastructure that they've started to create is going to move forward. Didn't they release a statement saying that?
I don't remember.
I don't recall either. Like, as far as your library moving with you?
Not necessarily your library, but like what they've established with Nintendo Switch Online and the profile that you've made. I thought they said it was going to come.
There was something along the lines of like you'll take your same NSO profile to the next, mm-hmm, like with you. I don't know.
Hope that would include your purchases, but Nintendo has a history of not caring about your purchases.
Well, there's even an issue with, you know, you're supposed to be able to continue downloading the stuff that you purchased on your 3DS and Wii U. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have your all of your Smash characters downloaded on the 3DS, you can't get them anymore.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, because they have to go through the game, not through the eShop, and there's no access to the store that way. So, yeah, I saw a few videos going out about that, like, Nintendo lied. It's like, well, okay.
Well, and we're also moving closer and closer to only really being able to get these games through the first party electronic store. Because I thought I saw a tweet from Wario64 today that said Target was kind of going the way of Best Buy and limiting their physical media in store. Was that Wario64 or did I see that somewhere else? I saw it on Twitter, but I didn't get a chance to read the full article. But I mean, the Target electronics section is already kind of sad as it is right now, but it sounds like it's going to get sadder.
If there's any Target employees and that Mario on the flag is getting sent towards the garbage, please send it my way. I would love to have that in my office. So it's, I mean, like we talked about last week with digital being 95% of all sales in 2023. Mm. Like, you know, and my biggest,
I only made like 90% of those. All right.
Right. Right.
But, you own Cat Quest 1 and 2 and you didn't even know it, so.
There's a lot of games that I don't even know that I own. It's a collection, all right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I did want to mention, too, Nintendo's been giving us a little more info on Endless Ocean. And looks like you're going to get a 7-day membership to Nintendo Switch Online when you pick that up, so you can do some of the 32 player
so we could get literally everybody that owns that game in one lobby.
Yo, that's the same thing Andre said from Game Explain. He's I was just like, oh my goodness, like that I don't know why I'm drawn to this game. Like I want to check it out. And if they
didn't they release a new trailer?
If they will, yeah, there's a longer trailer, but if they will lean into this a little bit and like not be so like hyper realistic with it, but if I can swim with a cheap, I'm even more sold, you know, like, cause I think they talk about doing like different expeditions where like maybe you go and find different treasures and stuff like that. Like, yo, if we're swimming around in like a Bowser's airship that's been sunk on the ocean, like that would add just a little extra, you know, a little extra Nintendo flair to it that I think would be super cool. It doesn't have to be in it all the time, but just some of these, like these events that they're doing, like how Animal Crossing had you catching cheap in the mobile app, mm-hmm. you know, for a little while, that kind of
thing. Didn't they even bring that? Why didn't they bring that to,
we don't want to talk about it. Those are dark times. Like those are dark times. So. But I don't know, Cheesy, what do you think? What do you think Nintendo brings if it's if there's no new games? Any thoughts on what games make their way to the Switch?
I don't know. I mean, as far as like with Endless Ocean, I just think that's a game that everybody kind of needs right now, and we'll probably see some videos of people finding different things and doing different things with their friends, and so I think it will kind of catch attention a little bit. I also just think it's kind of weird that if Nintendo knew it was going to be a slow year, why put all of your games at the beginning of the year and not spread them out?
Because they have more remakes. I mean, all their games are remakes right now.
Except for Endless Ocean.
That's not a Nintendo-made game.
It's published, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to be positive and try to see like what Nintendo will bring. And I know that there are probably going to be some remakes, but like I really just one, we can't even think that there might be something new, just one thing to like send the Switch off if Switch 2 is coming in 2025.
They haven't given us any reason to think so.
I know, but like, isn't that kind of the fun of it? Like, why do we have to know everything? Why can't that just be a surprise?
When do we find out about Mario?
They don't have anything. They don't have anything.
But why would Nintendo? I mean, I just don't understand why you think that.
Because they literally they're not going to Gamescom. They always go to Gamescom. Like, if you're not going to Gamescom, why would like you're not?
Why does Nintendo have to do everything that everyone else is doing? Isn't that what Nintendo's whole brand was? Is that they were different from everybody else?
Oh, no, you are drinking the Kool-Aid. There's no way we're getting anything this year.
No, I think I'm just trying to have a positive mindset that there could be something new and fun.
I'm positive that we're not getting anything new. There's my positivity.
That's fine.
Yo, Crawler left, and I thought I left, and I was like, "How? What? Because we have the same name." And I was like, "What just happened? Why? Like, their planning for this stuff goes
turn-based like, dragon says exactly what I'm thinking right now.
Why would you not go to Gamescom if you have something to show? Why would you not go there? It's like one of the largest cons ever.
Yeah, but if it's just Switch 2.
Hands-on with your games. If you have something to show that gets... What are the numbers that go through Gamescom? Like,
it's like 300,000. Oh, it was like 300,000.
Like half a million almost? Yeah, like...
They have Twitter. We don't need anything.
Yeah. They have the whole spotlight to themselves.
So turn-based dragon, E3 was not a way... It was a way to get your game out there for people, but it was not necessarily a good way to get people hands-on, because only like what, 10 or 20,000 people, like public users, get to go to E3 or got to go to E3. It's a trade show, and that trade show has died because...
But Nintendo did go to E3. All the first
parties just want to sell the
Nintendo did go to E3. They just didn't have a presentation at E3.
Yeah. I'm just saying E3 was not a way to get your game in people's hands necessarily. It was a way to show the media, and it was a way to show brick and mortar, but they don't want to show brick and mortar anymore. And then PlayStation left and Xbox left, and they went and did their own thing. And the ESA was charging way too much to anybody to put on a booth, and it killed it. COVID killed it too, but ESA definitely shot their own foot as well.
I'm honestly not worried. I'm probably more on Cheesy and in the same boat as Cheesy. Like, I'm not worried. Like, even if they are just remakes, I'm still here for it. I would love to get. I think we see a Zelda this year of some kind with Tears of the Kingdom not getting DLC. I think we see some kind of Zelda remake this year.
Isn't there rumors? So Johnny, would this fall in your category if Oracle of Seasons, Oracle of Ages get remade?
It doesn't count. Just as
answer
Capcom.
Your question. It's a remake,
and it's Capcom.
Yeah. Well, no. I would consider that.
Okay.
But I mean, it's a remake. If they add like a third one, then yeah, maybe. But no, if it's just like Oracle of Seasons, Oracle of Ages.
So if it's a Link's Awakening style, like full on remake.
Still well, apparently Paper Mario is that, so.
Oh God, here we go. You know, the internet is so bored when they're like, we need to debate this.
It's okay. Just, I don't know, it's just boring right now for Nintendo anyway. I've actually been playing my Switch a lot though. I've been doing Skyward Sword, Balatro. So, I mean, that's what will get me through the year. It's just, I don't know, I want a new... Honestly, I want the Switch 2. I think we all want the Switch 2.
It's the conversations that can happen around it, right? That, like, I mean, you're watching some Nintendo creators, like, go into just regular gaming news at this point, because they're like, what are we gonna do? And then, I mean, I've never played more Mario Kart in my life than I've played in the last month. And it's been, I couldn't be happier about it. Like, we got people doing pipe trials. We've got,
I'm back playing pipe trials.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, it, I've been, I couldn't be happier. Like, it, there's community being built around it. Like, it's just, it's been so much fun. And so, like, if there's always, like, I feel like it's a really good time for me just to like focus on what I love the most. And like, I can try some of these games, and I'm actually just playing games for fun. Like, when I want to relax a little bit, I'm actually playing Tears of the Kingdom and still doing shrines. And like, I might only pick it up and play for like 20 to 30 minutes. And you know, you guys would have loved it. You would have. I wish I had streamed it, honestly, because you guys would have been so annoyed with me. But I had to do this little mission where you have to collect one blue stone, right? And it's, if I had, I talked to the guy. He's like, go over there, right? Go over there, get the blue stone.
Were you paying attention all the way though?
Like, So I paid attention. I swam over there, almost drowned, but I got there. And then I'm there. I'm like, okay, here's the blue stones. Swam there. I can't put this in my pocket. I got to carry this thing back. So what did I do? I was like, I'm not going to go and find wood. I'm going to use the tools I have at my, that I have at hand. So I took a cart and I put the fans on it and I put a balloon on it, but there's spikes in the ceiling. So the balloon kept hitting. So I set controls. I set extra batteries. And I would grab the controls. It would shoot up. I would let go. It would come down. I'd push forward. I'd get a little bit. And then I just kept letting go doing this. And then eventually it would hit the water and I have the stone connected to the back. I took this thing all the way out. And then I ended up taking, I couldn't steer it very well. So I ended up going all like the complete wrong direction. I finally get it all the way back to him. I go to pick the stone up to shake it off of the device I had made. And I noticed right behind him was the wood and the fans that I needed to be able to make a raft and just float all the way there and then float all the way back. But I was like, you know what? I'm too stubborn and I'm just gonna make this work my way. And what, like, there's not many games that you can just be like, yo, I'm just gonna muscle through this and make it happen. Tears of the Kingdom is that game. And I spent two hours.
Can you save creations yet? Are you that far? You should be that far. Yeah.
No.
Not yet. I don't even remember what triggers you to be able to save. Is not it stuff yet. Down in the depths? I mean, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I got to get down. I have not, like, but I'm just, there's like a joy in gaming like this. Honestly, like it's bite-sized little pieces and I mean, I want to jump into like Xenoblade. I have a bunch of games I'm excited to jump back into, but it's just, I'm just doing like little bite-sized pieces of Tears of the Kingdom. And I'm not even looking at what the missions are and stuff right now. I'm just looking for shrines and I'm having a good time with it. And it's just a lot of fun. So even though it is a slow time, like when I saw the tweets today of Mohawk Yoshi from Paper Mario, I was like, yo, I'm on board. Like I'm
excited for
yeah, I've never played it. It's like a brand new game to me.
No, it's not. Is it Thousand Year Door?
Thousand Year Door.
I'm excited for it. I've never played it, so it's new to me.
And I didn't finish Luigi's Mansion on my 3DS, so I'm looking forward to. I didn't finish 3. Don't tell anybody.
I didn't finish 1 or 2. I have 1 and 2 both on my 3DS, and I haven't finished them.
I'm probably 75% done with 2, honestly. Like I enjoyed that one also. So, I don't know. Another game that we probably would have seen this year had the Switch 2 come out is Monster Hunter, right? And I think they're waiting for the next
console. Capcom said that's next year though, right?
Yeah.
It is a ways out. Yeah, it is a ways out.
That, we so, can still hit that first quarter.
Potentially. That's true. That's true. But then, I mean, Capcom's releasing, the Stories games as well. So, I mean, there's just a lot of remakes, a lot of remasters.
Is it Odyssey 2 or is it a new 3D Mario as launch?
I think it's a new one.
Yeah, if not,
Galaxy 2. We need Galaxy 2 on the Switch.
Yeah. But I mean, if it was Galaxy 3, that was the 3D Mario, I would not be, I'd be excited about that.
They could prime us for that by having us get
the sequel.
Galaxy 2 at Christmas.
There you go. They could
prime us.
You going to insert a Metroid joke before I wrap this up?
Are you back playing Stitch trying to get to gold one like I am?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the daily challenges, all right?
All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you so much for listening. We love you guys, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.